You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here in Benton City as the boys are warming up preparatory to taking on Kiona Benton. Here in Benton City we have, sorry, I said I was ready to go, and of course some of my papers went and disappeared on me. Bear with me for just a moment, please. Nope. At any rate, can't find the standings. One piece of information that I do want to share with you, I was able to confirm what is coming up for the Hawks at the DeSales tournament next week, starting on the 28th. There will be a 3 o'clock girls game. College Place will be playing DeSales, and then the boys are slated to follow at 4:30. So those of you interested in what is coming up, that Christmas tournament is taking place at DeSales on the 28th. Girls slated to start at 3 o'clock and boys at 4:30. That is girls. Here we go. The Kiona Benton Bears this year right now are 2-3. They have, there we are, they are 1-1 in the league, in second place, technically third place, behind Waluke and Warden. They have, they opened the season losing to Waluke. They since then beat Riverview in Kennewick, and then they lost to Granger, beat 2B Manton, and then lost to Zilla on December 3rd. So they're not necessarily at the top of the league. They had a much stronger season last year than thus far what they've been showing this year. And so perhaps could be the sort of team that College Place can take advantage of as they search for, still searching for their first win in school history. The Hawks, in their last game, showed some flashes of promise against Connell, but if you did tune into that, you may remember that that was a game where things got away in the second half. The College Place had a 5-point lead at one point late in the second quarter. Connell made something of a run. They managed to go into halftime with a 5-point lead over College Place, but then the wheels kind of came off, in particular in the third quarter, as Connell outscored College Place by 9 points, led primarily by just a devastating fast break. In particular, their point guard, the 6-foot Brian Hawkins, who apparently is also quite the athlete. He's also, I've since found out, he's their starting quarterback, and he really made College Place pay when it came to fast break and being able to slice the defense and finish. To the credit of the Hawks, they definitely were starting to find some element of personality, and they were playing with passion, particularly in that second quarter against Connell. They were giving Connell absolutely everything they can handle, and showing quite a bit of passion. They were getting the ball down low. Shoemate was having success down low. Rooks was having success down low. Lance Hatch, in particular, was having a great deal of success down low, and that helped throughout the game as Hatch ended up leading all Hawks scorers that evening with 14 points and 7 rebounds and 1 assist. He is slated to start again this evening, and it would be good to see the Hawks continue to exploit those possibilities down low if they present themselves. The other thing the Hawks need to do, in addition to avoiding the turnovers, is they need to make sure they're making smart shots from downtown. Sometimes they have a tendency to launch a little bit too quickly. They need to make sure that they can get their feet set and take full advantage of the shots that are giving them, to not make shots that are too terribly hurried. Take care of the ball, run a smart offense, and they yet might be able to escape Benton City here with their first win. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will have starting lineup, and then, of course, the opening tip-off and all the action here from Benton City as your College Place Hawks look for the first win in school history. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Benton City as we're getting the starting lineup. Let's go ahead and get a head start on that and give you the starting lineups first for the host, Kiona Benton Bears, and their coach, Adam Berg. They're going to start at guard, a 5'8 senior, number 20, Abel Lucatero. They're also going to start at guard, a 6-foot freshman, number 22, Sal Quinones. And also at guard, a 6'2 junior, number 23, Daniel Risen, and also a guard. So we have a four-guard lineup here, a 5'10 junior, number 24, Armando Reyes. Finally at the post, and here they do have some height. They're going to start with 6'5 junior, number 41, Abraham Reinschmidt. For Coach Mark Ferraro, still trying to find his first win in school history. He is starting at guard, the 5'5 junior, number one, Nico Romero, as well as the guard, the usual quarterback, the 5'9 junior, number two, Hector Flores. He's starting a forward, the 6'2 junior, number three, Silas Shoemate, as well as the forward, the 5'10 junior, and surprisingly effective down low, despite that height, number five, Kenneth Rook. And then starting at forward, technically the post, as far as the Hawk offense is concerned, the 6'2 junior, number 12, Lance Hatch. If the Hawks hope to succeed this evening, Hatch needs to have an effective game down low, and Romero and Flores need to be making good decisions, both in terms of ball management, in terms of not turning the ball over, in addition to making smart, effective entry passes in getting the offense started. And the other thing the Hawks need to do is they really have got to protect the boards. Both the Lady Hawks and the men have been really somewhat victimized by other teams really doing a job boxing out and getting a ton of offensive rebounds. If the men this evening can find a way to box out and only allow the Bears one look, then take care of the ball, engage in smart offense, and the possibility is certainly there that not only can they get their first win in school history, but they also can go to 1-1 in league. And since we had the flag honor before the women's game, we're going to go ahead and just get started here right now. They have broken their respective huddles, and Reinschmidt is indeed going to go up against Hatch. Reinschmidt got about 3 inches on Lance Hatch, but not that Lance has the biggest hops, but he does have some hops. So despite that 3-inch disadvantage, let's see what happens. There's the whistle, there's the ball, and Hatch ends up not getting it. It ends up getting tossed out to Reyes, who quickly launches an 18-footer, no good, and Silas Shoemate with a rebound. Quickly gets the ball down low to Hatch. He's going to go up against Reinschmidt. Puts up a sweet-looking 6-foot hook and puts it in. Lance Hatch, nice shot, and that's exactly what we're talking about. You got to get it down low and make smart decisions. Risen takes it down, kicks out to, that's not Reinschmidt. It ends up getting it back at the top again. And then Risen ends up putting a spin move down and lays it up and in and hangs on the rim for a while. And finally drops. Flores takes across the timeline, gives on the right arc to Nico. Now back to Flores. Flores now back to Nico. Nico goes down low to Hatch, wants to make a move on Reinschmidt, loses the handle on the dribble, gets it back out, now goes to Shoemate at the top of the arc. He's going to turn around, put up a spin move, now he's got to kick out to Nico at the top, 19 on the shot clock. Flores on the left arc, Rooks now on the right arc. He's going to drive, wants to kick out to Shoemate. Silas looking for some movement, now goes to Hatch. He wants to drive down on Reinschmidt, got to kick back out to Shoemate. He's going to launch a left arc three, that's too strong. and Hatch gets the rebound, puts up that spin move again. This time got blocked by Ryan Schmidt. His shot no good. Rebound Nico quickly puts it up no good. Then rebound Shoemate, and the ball gets tossed out of bounds. That's a lot of action right there. And the ball last touched by Kai B. So Nico's going to take it out with 32 seconds. Goes to Flores on the left. He's in the corner being shadowed by Quiñones. And then Quiñones ends up stealing the ball from him. Quiñones wants to go coast to coast. Now he's going to pull back out. He's on the right arc. Now dribbles in top of the arc. Now wants to drive down. He's going to kick out two. I believe that's Quiñones. He launches a long three. No good. Long rebound, Hector Flores. 2-2, 6:25 to go here. It just got started. Flores wants to go coast to coast. He goes up against Reinschmidt, has the ball partially blocked. And now they're going to call a foul on Hector as he tied up Reinschmidt with the ball. But they're going to say, no, you got a piece of his arm. So Quiñones will take it out. Give to Lucatero. Now back to Quiñones. Quiñones dribbles across the timeline. They're boxing in Flores. Trade-off gets made. Quiñones still maintaining his dribble. He now wants to dribble to the right. He then kicks out to Armando Reyes. He launches a long three, and that is good. Flores takes the inbounds, goes across the timeline. Now goes left arc Rook. Rook looking for something to open up. Now goes top of the arc Shoemate. Shoemate goes down to Hatch. Hatch wants to put the move on Ryan Schmidt, and they're going to call Ryan Schmidt for a blocking foul. There's going to be some battling down low, I believe, between Lance Hatch and Abraham Ryan Schmidt this evening, as Ryan Schmidt picks up his first personal first team foul. Flores will take it out with Quiñones in his face, right under the Kai B bucket. Goes to Hatch, who puts up a 12-footer. That's a little bit too strong. Shoemate not quite able to bring down the rebound. Lance needs to make those buckets. He had a really good look there. Quiñones gets to Reyes. Turns around, fakes the three, pulls up for 10-footer, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Last touch by Nico. Romero had excellent position for that rebound, just couldn't quite keep his hands on it, and unfortunately goes out of bounds. Reyes takes it out underneath the bucket, feeds Reinschmidt, who kicks the ball out of bounds. Reinschmidt at 6'5", he's got that look of, he's got that height, but it's like the brain hasn't fully caught up with his body yet. Flores gives to Nico, quickly comes across the timeline, slices through the defense, then feeds Shoemate, who wasn't waiting for it. Shoemate, double pump, goes up, gets blocked by Reinschmidt. Rebound Flores, his putback no good. Long rebound Quiñones. Reinschmidt backs Hatch down, has to kick back out, goes to Quiñones, launches a long rainbow three, and that ball is going to end up going out of bounds. 5-2 Kai B. 5:02 to go here in the first. Romero gives to Flores, who pulls up his dribble and now is in a little bit of trouble. Gives to Nico. He's going to drive down the left lane, and they're going to call Abel Lucatero for a blocking foul. So Lucatero picks up his first personal. That's the second team foul. And Nico, with Lucatero in his face, gives it to Flores. He's going to take it across the timeline. Hector, with Quiñones on him, gives his dribble, now gives to Hatch on the left arc, and Hatch is going to put it on the ground. Now gives to Rook at the top of the arc, and we're going to have a foul away from the ball. I think it's on Hector Flores. It is. So Flores picks up his second personal, cannot afford that. Second personal, second team foul. So Quiñones will take it out in the backcourt. He gives to... Lucatero gives to Quiñones, now gives to Reyes on the right arc. Now to Reinschmidt down low. He now feeds Daniel Risen. He puts the move on Kenneth Rook. His shot is no good, but they're going to say Rook fouled him on the way up. So Rook picks up his first personal third team foul, and Daniel Risen, the 6'2 guard, junior guard, will shoot two. 4:31 to go here, 5-2 Kai B over College Place in Benton City. Risen's first free throw bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Risen gets the ball back. Spin dribble, one. Spin dribble, two. Spin hold fire. And that rim is in and out. No good. Reyes, however, the rebound and putback. Just did not box out there. Down low was all Kai B. Flores loses the handle on the dribble, stolen by Quinones. Quinones now wants to drive, and he lays it up and in, and it's 9-2 Kai B. Kai B on a 9-0 run. Flores, double teamed, has the ball stolen by Quinones. Tried to go to Romero. Quinones with a left-handed layup, lays it up and in. And I'd say Mark Rowe, well, might want to consider a timeout. Flores, being triple teamed on the right wing, manages to break it and then proceeded to get fouled by Saul Quinones. So Quinones picks up his first personal. I have third team foul. The announcer's the four. Even the board agrees with me. It's a third team foul. Flores gets it in the hatch. Now to Flores. And I think he wanted to do an alley-oop to Hatch, but he and Hatch were not on the same page, so the Hawks turn the ball over. Quinones at the top of the arc, now on the left arc, still maintaining his dribble, now launches a rainbow NBA three. That's good. And it's 14-2 Kai B. They're on a 14-0 run. Hatch waiting down low, takes the outlet from Hooks, and then they're going to say Hatch traveled as he tried to go up for a shot. Noah Merkin now is going to check in, and Hector Flores, having picked up two fouls, is now going to sit. Quinones comes across the timeline, dribbles to the left, now goes to Risen on the right arc. Risen wants to drive, kicks up to Reyes. Reyes is going to launch a corner three off the front of the rim, no good. And Risen with the rebound and putback, that ends up being no good. Reinschmidt is then going to get the rebound, hits to Reyes at the top of the arc. Now to Quinones. Quinones wants to drive, and he tries to scoop over Rook. And Romero had position for the rebound, but they're going to call Risen for reaching over his back. So Daniel Risen picks up his first personal, fourth team foul. So Merkel will take it out baseline. And I expect Nico Romero is going to be playing quarterback here. Gives to Rooks on the right. He now dribbles down the right wing. Now quickly picks up the double team. Has the ball stolen from him. There's a battle for the ball, and they're going to say last touch out of bounds by Abel Lucatero. So Romero, Nico takes it out on the far sideline. Gets it down to Merka in the right corner. No one now wants to go on the ground. Goes up against Wrenchman, changes his mind, feeds off to Rook. He launches an 18-footer, and that's good. Kenneth Rick, Rooks, rather, brought to you by Noah Merka, and it's the bleeding stop. 14-0 run is over. It's 14-4, Kai B. 2:38 to go here in the quarter. Quinones dribbling around the top of the arc. Now kicks out to Reyes. Reyes is going to launch that right arc three. That's an air ball. Rebound Risen, and his put-up just bounces off the rim. No good, but they're going to say he got fouled on the way up by Noah Merka. That's his first personal fourth team foul, so Daniel Risen is going to go to the line to shoot to Kai B. College plays, drew first blood. They got a great look down low. Lance Hatch, he put a sweet spin hook move on Reinschmidt, their 6'5 center, to give a 2-0 lead. And then Kai B now is on a 15-2 run in the interim. Justice Bender is checking in, and I believe Lucatero has sat down. Bender, a 6'3 junior guard. Risen, bounce, wait, hunker, fire. That one goes good, and it's a 16-2 run. Nico facing the double team, gets down to Shoemate, then feeds a driving Merka, who hustles down his shot, ends up being no good. Hatson gets the rebound and goes up, and he got fouled on his way up. So Lance Hatch is going to go to the line. After having been fouled by Sal Quinones, Quinones picks up his second personal. And I suspect Quinones is now going to go to the bench. My gosh. Articulation lessons, Mr. Powers. Hatch's first free throw is good. 16-5 Kai B. As Bryson Wartzberger checks in, and Quinones is going to sit for Kiona Benton. We also have Xavier Roman who's checked in. I don't know when that happened. He's a 5'6 sophomore guard. Hatch's second free throw bounces around and in. So Hats cuts the lead to 10, 16-6. Roman takes the ball down. Now he gives on the right arc to Bender. Now to, I believe that's Wurzburger. Goodness gracious. Launches the NBA 3-6. Bryson Wurzburger for three. Romero gets to Shoemake on the right arc and launches the three and hits it. So credit Nico with the assist and Silas Shoemake with the three. And it's once again a 10-point. Bender dribbles to the top of the arc. Now he kicks down. Now he gets to Wurzburger. Wurzburger fakes three, gets back to Bender. Now Bender goes down low to Reinschmidt. He's going to try and put a move on Hatch. This 12-footer no good. Tipped rebound gathered in by Reinschmidt. Now kicks out to Wurzburger. Right arc three. That's good. Somebody needs to be getting on Wurzburger because he's got touch. Romero quickly comes dribbling down the left arc. Now goes top of the arc. Merka. Merka's going to launch a three. That's not his shot. That's way to the left. Roman takes across the timeline. He goes to the top of the arc. He launches a three. That bounces off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Lance Hatch. And that was incorrect. We had Merka with the miss and Hatch with the rebound. Romero has it on the right arc. Now dribbles to the top, and I believe they're going to say that Xavier Roman was pushing a little bit too close. Yeah, so Roman picks up his first personal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's a 16 foul already. 54 seconds to go here in the first. 22-9 IB over College Place. Nico gets it into Merka on the right arc. Noah wants to go baseline, and he actually goes, oh my God! He goes up against Lance Bender, lays it up and in, and got fouled. Noah Merka. So Justice Bender picks up his first personal. That's a 17 foul. So College Place will be enjoying being in the bonus here for the rest of the half as Noah Merka tries to complete the end one. And I'm telling you, that ball was halfway down the bucket and then came out. Okay, Bender comes down, runs into Silas Shoemake, and originally they were going to call a blocking foul, but then they turned around and made it a charge. They're going to say that, sorry, I was rising, not Bender. And Silas Shoemake draws the foul. Nicely done. And 44.6 seconds to go. Kai BF 22-11. Hawk, having recovered from that 15-2 run. And Romero wanted to go down low to Shoemake, and Shoemake was able to, oh, it was too strong, but he gets his own rebound, and then Reinschmidt proceeds to block the daylights out of it. Gosh darn it. Reyes then drives down, and he lays it up and in. 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. Romero takes across the timeline. Puts down, he wants to go down to Shoemake again. Shoemake goes up against Reinschmidt, and it gets blocked out of the world. Apparently, you can't go up against Reinschmidt. Then Wurzburger comes tearing down. He tries to lay it up and in, and I believe he got fouled by Merka on the way up. Yeah, Noah Merka picked up his second personal. 15 foul. So Bryson Wurzburger, a 5'7 senior guard, one of only two, check that, three seniors on this team. And he definitely has a radar from downtown. Will shoot two. His first rim in and out. Wurzburger now finally gets the ball back. 1, 2, 3, 4. Dribble, spin, hunker, fire. Off the back of the rim, no good. Reinschmidt gathers in the rebound. Now goes in the right corner to Reyes, who then wants to drive. And he lays it up, and I'll tell you what, Reyes is a muscular young man, and he can drive his way to the basket. First quarter doesn't go too terribly well for College Place. It's Kybe 26, Hawks 11. We'll be back with the second quarter. You are listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Benton City where your College Play Talk, your men's team still searching for that first win in school history, and the first quarter did not go their way against the town of Benton City Bears. Tie B leads College Play there 26-11 as we're beginning the second. Tie B's lead primarily driven by a 16-2 run to more or less open the first quarter, and opened at one point a 16-4 lead, and continued to build on it even over the course of that quarter. That's up by 15 as they are now. Nico takes the inbound, stops at the free throw line, now gives to Merck at the top of the arc. Merck now wants to drive. He's going to have to kick back out to Nico on the right arc. Nico puts it on the ground. Now he's going to have to give it out. Now Rooks takes it. Now Rooks wants to drive baseline. He's got to pull back out, back to Nico. Nico fakes the three, turns and drives. Oh, he slices through the defense, lays it up in front of Reinschmidt, and I think Reinschmidt fouled him. That foul is on Reinschmidt. That was a wizard move by Nico Flores. Sorry, Nico Romero. And Reinschmidt will pick up his second personal. That's the eighth team foul. Nico Romero right now trying to complete the end one and keep Kai B from continuing to double us up, and he nails it. 26-14 Kai B, 7:36 to go here in the first half. Xavier Roman now gives top of the arc to Bryson Wurzburger. He launches that long three of his. That's off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Ron Lewis has been checked in. Now cross-court pass to Reyes. He wants to put on a spin move, has the ball. Oh, my God. Noah Merka had his hand on the ball, and nevertheless, Reyes hung onto it, put up a little 10-footer and put it in. It's 28-14. Nico Romero drives down the right wing. He wants, oh, my goodness, he put up a running 8-foot shot that just that rimmed in and out, cycled in and out. He had no business making that shot, and still it almost went in. Roman guarded by Merka. Top of the arc. Now Roman wants to drive. Now gives to Wurzburger. He fakes the three. Now kicks out two. That's Bender, I believe, in the corner. He shoots over Rook. That shot no good. Romero has the ball stolen by Bender. Beats to Wurzburger. Launches the three air ball. Feeds outlet pass. Gets fed back to Bender. He then feeds Roman. He puts up an 18-footer. That's no good. And then we have a foul in trying to get the rebound. Fouls on Abraham Reinschmidt, and if I have this right, this is... Oh, no, that fouls on Ron Lewis. That's his first personal. So Lance Hatch is going to go to the line to shoot a one-on-one. No, check that. We're in the double bonus right now, so Hatch is going to shoot two no matter what happens, and he sinks the first one. And Bill Lucatero checking back in for Kai B. As Hatch takes his three bounces, stops, considers, fires, nails it. Nice shooting, Tex. 28-16, Guy B, 6:30 to go here in the half. Roman takes it to the top of the arc. Young gives to Reyes on the right arc. Reyes wants to drive, pulls back out. Young gives to Lucatero. Lucatero wants to drive. He kicks out to Reyes. Reyes sinks three. Instead now wants to drive. Now kicks out to Bender. He's going to drive baseline. Drive. He wanted to feed Lewis. Has the ball tipped by Hatch. Gets it back in by Lucatero. He launches an insane three, no good. Rebound, Noah Merka. Noah takes across the timeline, now gives to Nico. Nico drives top, stops, drives left, pulls back. Now he's at top again, Merka on the left arc. Noah, now to Nico, 16 on the shot clock. Nico goes down the hatch, wants to make a move on Reinschmidt. He shoots over Reinschmidt and hits the side of the backboard, comes back into play, so it's still going. Rebound, Kai B. Roman takes across the timeline. Thinks about Reyes, maintains his dribble. Now he's going to dribble right, now kicks out to Bender. Bender now is going to drive left, slices into the key. And we got a foul away from the ball that's going to be on Kai. No? What? Three in the key. I don't know. We either have a three in the key or someone stepped on the line, but I don't know where anyone stepped on the line. So Kyvie turns the ball over. Nico gets to Rook. Rook's trying to get across the timeline. Now he feeds up, and Nico has the ball slapped away by Luca Taro, but the ball goes out of bounds. So Nico will take it out with 25 on the shot clock right on the timeline on the far sideline. Hector Flores is going to check in, having missed much of the first quarter with foul trouble. Kenneth Rooks is going to sit. And Nico inbounds to Flores, who will resume quarterbacking duty. He dribbles to the left arc, dribbles to the top. Now gets to Miguel Moreno, who's checked in on the right arc. I missed Moreno coming in. And Moreno now gets to Nico at the top of the arc, 11 on the shot clock. Nico goes down low to Merca. Pass is a little bit too strong, stolen by Reyes. Reyes then feeds a waiting Roman, who then hits a driving Lewis, who lays it up and in. Long outlet pass to Hatch, intercepted by Reyes. And now feeds Roman down in the corner. He dribbles out, feeds Reyes. His feed no good. Rebound Lewis. His putback no good. And they're going to say Noah Merca fouled on that, fouled Lewis in trying to get that rebound. So Noah picks up his third, and we have guards with foul issues. Nico Romero with two, Noah Merca with three. As Ron Lewis, the 6'4 senior post, will shoot a one-on-one. No, I guess that's a shooting foul, so he's shooting two. Savage Shoemate's going to check in. Miguel Moreno is going to sit. And Cameron Lindstrom has also checked in. Lewis, his second free throw is also good, and it's 32-16 Kyvie, 4:37 to go in the half. Flores and Nico. Nico drives past Bender. Yeah, drives past Lewis. And then he lost. They're saying they lost the handle on his dribble, and he turned the ball over. So he classified that as a turnover. But Coach Mark Ferraro is not impressed with that call. Roman comes driving down, tries to slice the double team, then the last minute pass off to Bender, who wasn't looking for it. So Kaibi turns the ball over. Consecutive turnovers here. Nico gives it into Flores. Flores takes across the timeline. Down goes left arc to Nico. Romero looking for something to open up. Thinks about Flores. Gives Lindstrom at the top of the arc. Now Shoemate. Now Hatch beats Nico down low, who quickly goes up and his shot not quite strong enough. Hoping for a foul. Didn't happen. Rebound Kyvie. Long outlet to Bender. Feeds Lewis. Shoots over Shoemate. No good. Scramble for the rebound, brought down by Nico Romero, who's on his way out of bounds and slams the ball off of Lewis, which then goes out of bounds off of Kyvie. That was a heads-up play by Nico there. Flores quickly drives down the right wing. We got a three-on-one fast break, and as he tried to make an outlet pass to Hatch, Lewis got in his way, and they're going to call him for a blocking foul. That's Ron Lewis' second personal. That is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. That's the 11th team foul. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout. 3:51 to go in the half with Kyvie leading college plays 32-16. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back live here in Benton City, where your College Place Hawks still looking for their first win in school history. And it's all Kyvie right now, 32-16. Hector Flores to the line shooting two, and he misses the first one. Hunkers down for the second one. He managed to get that one. 32-17, Kyvie. Reyes inbounds to Roman. Ramon dribbles down the left lane, past the timeline, shot it by Flores. Now gives to Lucatero on the left arc. Cross court to Reyes. He thinks three. Shoemate comes out. Now Reyes is going to drive. Kicks off to Jones at the last minute. Jones has the lane set up. He's got to kick back out. Now gives to Lucatero on the left arc. He's going to launch that long three. Bounces off the front of the rim and then down. Lucatero for three. 35-17, Kai B. Shoemate takes the outlet pass on the left arc and hits the three. Silas Shoemate, I think, is 2 for 2 from downtown. We'll call that as being brought to you by Hector Flores. Ramon quickly comes down the lane. He puts up a 17-footer right off the free throw line, and that's good. 37-20, Kai B. Flores finds Hatch. Hatch has to move around. Now he wants to drive slices through Kleinschmidt. Puts up a running hook shot. He was kind of desperate, but he drew the foul. So that foul's on Armando Reyes. That's his first foul. It's a little team foul. Not that it matters at this point. Lance Hatch to the line. Shooting two. Lance, I think it's, yeah. He's just money from the line. He's 5 for 5. Hatch's second free throw's on its way. And that, I had to go and say something. That one rims in and out. Someone slap me. I'll never mention those sorts of stats again. Lucatero drives down left wing. Now kicks cross court to Reyes. Reyes puts the moves on Shoemate. Bounces up against him. Shoemate got a piece of the shot. Block has come down with a rebound. Knocked down Lindstrom. So credit Shoemate with the block and the rebound. And he's checking with Lindstrom to make sure he's okay. And he is. Now we're back down to offense. And Shoemate takes the top of the arc three. That one does not drop. Rebound Kai B. Roman wants to slice through a double team, and he manages to scoop it over Hector Flores. 39-21. Flores quickly comes back. He then kicks out. Oh, he was driving, trying to slice the defense, and then made a kick out past the Shoemate, and I think Silas wasn't quite looking for it, and the Hawks turned the ball over. Bryson Wurzberger checking in for Kiana Benton. Lucatero inbound to Roman. And Roman will come meet Flores. Roman then kicks out to Lucatero, launches the left arc NBA-style three. That is no good. Scramble for the rebound. Now it's going to get tied up on the ground. Finally, Hatch is going to pick it up. And as Hatch was trying to tear it out and give it to Nico, they're going to say he got fouled. And that foul's on Xavier Roman. That's his second personal. Ryan Schmidt, Lewis, Ryzen, Quinones, and Roman, all with two fouls. Lance Hatch to the line, shooting two. It's only with their next foul that College Place would actually be in the bonus. And now Hatch has missed two in a row. Perhaps if I call him out on air, he'll find his mojo again. Hatch, 1, 2, 3, 4. Stop, look, fire. That one's good. 39-22, Kai B, 1:55 to go in the half. Roman takes it across the timeline, kind of on the right, now dribbles to the left. Now he pulls up, now gives it to Lewis at the top of the key. He's got to kick out to Bender. Bender dribbles to the top of the arc. Now Lucatero. Now Wurzberger in the corner. He launches a long three. Rebound, Cameron Lindstrom. Flores quickly comes down the left lane. He has to pull back out, now gives it to Nico. Nico wants to drive. He tries to shoot over Reinschmidt. And there was some real clear contact there. No call. And Nico's going, what's going on? There's got to be some type of call made there. Can't honestly say I blame him. Ramon takes it down the right lane. Now he dribbles down in the corner, kicks back out to Bender. Bender goes to Lucatero. Lucatero drives the top of the arc. He's going to launch a two-pointer that had to be partially blocked. Rebound, Shoemate. Silas comes down, feeds Hatch down low, feeds Lindstrom back and forth and in. That was excellent ball movement right there. Shoemate to Hatch to Lindstrom. So you say that's brought to you by Silas Shoemate. Or sorry, to Hatch, rather. So Roman takes it down. Now goes Lucatero left arc. Now in the corner to Wurzberger, and we have three in the key. Lewis was camped too long, and he's arguing his, pleading his case to the ref. And the ref's going, no, son, I counted 3 seconds. Get out of the key. 49.6 seconds to go. Kai B over College Place right now, 39-24. That's in the half. Flores takes across the timeline. To Nico, back to Flores. Shoemate now on the left arc, top arc Flores. He dribbles, now turns around, puts up a running 15-footer that dribbles around and in. Hector Flores found a little hole in the defense and put up a floater, about a 15-footer, and it was good. Lucatero wants to drive. It goes in the corner to Wurzburger. Now he launches that three, and it's good again. That's the third time Wurzburger killed us in downtown on 20 seconds. 42-26, Kybee. Flores with Lucatero in his face. Keeps dribbling, shaking, baking, still maintaining his dribble. Now goes to Shoemate in the left arc. Shoemate dribbles down, now goes cross-court to Hatch, kicks up to Nico. Nico's going to launch a three, and that bounces around, no good. And Lindstrom wasn't quite in position to gather it in. They're going to say last touch, however, by Kybee. So 1.4 seconds, quick feed out to Hector Flores on the right arc, and he almost hit the three. Just off the front of the rim, no good. So at half, and largely all Bears as the Hawks go into the locker room, trailing Kiona Benton, 42-26. We'll be back with first half statistics. What the Hawks need to do to succeed in the second half, as well as the SCAC standings and what is coming up for the Hawks this week. We're at halftime. Kybee 42, College Place 26. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
There's nothing more beautiful than the smile on her face and light in her eyes when she sees a Falkenberg's box and their signature bag under the tree. And you hear her say, "Is that for me?" It's all for you at Falkenberg's. Give gorgeous stud earrings starting at just $99. Or her birthstone, a timeless watch, or brilliant bracelet. Need that special ring? The quality, affordability, and personal expert service you get in person from Falkenberg's is above the rest. Shop this season at the area's engagement store and much more. Falkenberg's, downtown Walla Walla.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Benton City, where it is halftime. Your Hawks trailing the Kiona Benton City Bears 42-26. Here's your first half scoring summary. Cameron Lindstrom, in limited playing time, 2 points, one rebound. Kenneth Rook, 2 points. Will Merck, 2 points, one rebound, one assist. Nico Romero and Hector Flores both have identical lines, 3 points, two rebounds, one assist. Silas Shoemate, 6 points, both from downtown, a couple of four rebounds, and Lance Hatch leading all Hawks scorers with 8 points, two rebounds, and one assist. The Hawks are shooting 49.6%, just short, just south of 30. They had to improve things significantly in the first quarter. They were shooting close to 20% at the end of the first. They're shooting 8 for 12 from the free throw line. Last half, 6 for 8. The Hawks have 12 total rebounds and 4 assists to offset 6 turnovers. What undid them? Really, it was a 15-2 run by Kiona Benton that opened the first quarter, and 14-2, 16-4, no, it was a 16-2 run. And that more or less established the lead that we're dealing with here that really hasn't changed. The Hawks had difficulty sometimes managing the press. There was one point during that 16-2 run and in another instance where the Bears rattled off 8 straight points based on turnovers that all occurred in backcourt. The Hawks having some difficulty breaking the press. Part of this comes about from the fact that Hector Flores found himself in foul trouble. He picked up two quick fouls in the first quarter, and Monroe was compelled to set him on the bench in favor of Noah Mirka. But Flores is pretty much the quarterback. He's the best ball handler of the bunch. Nico Romero can certainly handle the ball, as can Noah Mirka. But Flores is pretty much the quarterback, and when he's not in there, sometimes we have some issues with turnovers. In fairness to Nico and to Noah, Hector has committed his share of turnovers as well. It's the same in the second half. Pretty much the same story. You've got to limit the turnovers, although they haven't been super bad. How's that supposed to be phrased? The turnovers haven't been super bad during the first half, but they really need to shut it down altogether. They need to get outside and shut down the three-point scoring of Iona Benton, particularly Wurzburger is dangerous from downtown. Reyes is dangerous from downtown. Reyes is also a challenge because what Reyes can do is not only can he shoot from downtown, but he also can drive, and he's got the muscle to push people out of the way. It would seem down low, people need to step going up against Abraham Reinschmidt, the 6'5 junior post. He's got at least 4 blocks so far, and on a couple of occasions, it would be comic if it wasn't concerning Nico going up against Reinschmidt. And in one notable instance, Silas teammate went up against him twice, and both times Silas got blocked. Silas game in trying to go up against Reinschmidt. Reinschmidt is capable of using his long arms of his and blocking the ball. So the inside move obviously needs to avoid Abraham Reinschmidt. Take care of the ball. Don't mess with the turnovers. And you have to get outside and challenge those 2-point shooters of the Bears. If Mark Ferraro's team wants to get their first victory in school history, that's what needs to happen. That's what needs to happen here this evening. We're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at FPAC standings as well as other action that is occurring in the FPAC tonight. And, of course, we'll have all the second half action when we return. We're at halftime. It's Kybee 42, College Place 26. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Is it time for you to get into a safe and reliable vehicle for the winter? Hi, this is Cody from Tommy's 9th Street Auto. Don't wait until the snow or the ice hits the roads. Stop by our lot today and choose from a full selection of four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive vehicles, including a Powerstroke, Audi, Volkswagen, and much, much more. Remember, we always have 20 top-quality used vehicles on the lot for $69.95 or less. And if we don't have exactly what you're looking for, we use our exclusive dealer locate system that will find your vehicle within your budget. We want you to drive safe and happy this winter with a vehicle from Tommy's 9th Street Auto in Walla Walla.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we are back live here in Benton City, where halftime is wrapping up. The boys having the shoot around before we begin the third quarter. While they're doing that, let's take a look at the FCAC standings here. For the men, at the top of the league, we have Waluk and Wharton, both 2-0 in league, 5-1 overall. Then followed by Riverview at 1-1 and 3-2 overall. Then Iona Benton also at 1-1 They are 2-3 overall. And Connell, technically, all those teams are tied for third place at 1-1 and 1-2 overall. Then we have Columbia Burbank, College Place, and Royal, all 0-1. Royal's actually 0-2 in the league. Royal is 1-2 overall. College Place, of course, if you know, is winless. They're 0-3. And Columbia Burbank is actually also winless at 0-4. This evening's games, we have Waluke hosting 2-0, Waluke hosting 1-1 Riverview. And we have winless Royal, also league winless Royal, hosting winless Columbia Burbank. And 5-1 Warden is hosting 1-2 Connell. So still early in the season, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Royal-Columbia game, to see if Columbia Burbank can get off the schneid and get their first win of the season. At home, as the Hawks are also trying to get their first win, not to put the season in league, but again, also actually in school history. But they've got a row to hoe here. They've got a 16-point deficit that they're going to have to overcome here in the third, which we appear to be ready to do as the boys are now out on the court. And yeah, they've got the clock set and we are ready to go. Nico Romero. I apologize, Nico's parents. He gets it into Hector Flores, and Hector takes it across the timeline. Now goes to Schumann on the right arc, and right away now we've got a whistle, but I think this is something related to the clock. Oh, okay. They want 5 seconds taken off the shot clock. They started the game clock and did not start the shot clock. And for whatever reason, they take 3 off the shot clock, which is fine. Long outlet to Hatch gets intercepted by Ryan Schmidt, who then wants to go coast-to-coast and lays it up and in. Then long outlet pass gets intercepted again. Ryan Schmidt feeds. That's Quinones. Quinones wants to go to Lucatero in the corner. Lucatero wants to go down low to the Snut Bender. That was Reyes, and it ends up getting stolen by Nico. Oh, my goodness gracious. Flies it through the defense, flies coast to coast, puts up a wild left-hand lay-in that bounces around the rim and in. And it's 44-28, Kai B. Lucatero feeds Reyes. Pullback three-point. Man, that's good. And he's got a sweet-looking shot. I've got to say, Armando Reyes is deadly from downtown. Hector Flores trying to break the press, gets across the timeline. Still facing a double team. Now feeds teammate. He's going to turn around and drive. He puts up a running eight-footer, no good. Actually, an air ball. However, Rook gets the rebound. And now feeds Hatch. He wants to go up against Reinschmidt. And he gets above Reinschmidt, but the shot is a little bit too strong, and Reinschmidt gathers in the rebound. Reyes now takes across the timeline for Kai B. He wants to drive against Schumann. Instead, kicks out to Lucatero. He shoots the left arc three, no good. Hatch has the position, gathers in the rebound, has it slapped out of bounds by Quinones. So it'll still be College Place ball after the Hatch rebound. Hector gives to Nico. Nico drives down the left lane. And they're going to call Kenneth Rooks for an offensive foul, pushing off against Quinones. No, Lucatero. And that, I believe, is Kenneth Rooks' fourth. No, it's his second foul. Never mind. Not a problem. Quinones gives into Lucatero, gives back to Quinones. Quinones takes across the timeline. He's got Flores in his face. Now he gives to Reyes on the left arc. Now to Lucatero in the corner. Nico comes out on him. Lucatero then starts to drive, turns around, pulls up 17-footer, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Schumate and Risen end up fighting over it. Risen gathers it in. Now feeds Lucatero, who shoots the left arc three, and that's good. And it's 50-28. Kiona Benton. Long outlet to Schumate. Now feeds Flores. He's going to pull up for a left arc three. Not really his shot. No good. Hatch, though, tips the rebound. And shoot, his putback is too strong. Gosh darn it. So Quinones now will take it across the timeline. I'm pretty sure that's Quinones. Yes, it is. Still maintaining his dribble. Now goes to Risen on the right arc. Now goes to Reyes in the right corner. Reyes is going to kick out to Quinones. He's going to launch that long three, and that's good. And I said, you got to get out and stop their threes. And Reyes now once, and Quinones twice is victimized. Long outlet to Hatch. His shot no good. Rebound, Schumate. He goes up, has a block, gathers it back in, misses. And then we have a timeout called, I believe, by College Place. 5:14 to go in the third, and Kybe on a 10-2 run to open the third. They lead College Place 53-28. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Don't suffer through another cold shower this winter. Warm up with a new hot water heater installed by Total Comfort Solutions this month and save $250. You may even qualify for a $50 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call 525-4868 and feel the difference. That's 525-4868 or on the web at www.comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, your authorized Lennox dealer in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back live here at Denton City, where the Hawks are struggling against the Kybe Bears. 53-28 Kybe, 5:13 to go here in the third. Reinschmidt dribbles down, shoots a 10-footer, no good. And then Risen goes up for the rebound and got fouled by Shoemate. Reinschmidt's shot being no good. I believe that's Silas' first foul, and it is. First personal second team foul. Daniel Risen out of the line will shoot two for Kyrona Benton. Spins, bounce, spin, bounce, spin, bounce. Look, Hunker finally fires. And he hits it. Kyrona Benton. And again, it takes quite a bit of time considering before he finally launches. That's good. 55-28. Rooks takes the inbound from Flores. Gives it back to Flores. Now Flores wants to drive down the right lane. And they're going to call a push-off foul on Nico Romero. I got to credit Nico. He's going, what? I'm just standing there with my hands over my privates. What? How is that possibly a foul? Quinones takes the inbound. Now gives to Lucatero. Lucatero now wants to drive. He wants to lose the handle on his dribble. Ends up getting stolen by Rooks. And Rooks has some wheels. He wants to go coast-to-coast. And he pulls up, and his feet go up from underneath him just a bit, and they're going to call him for a turnover? Mercy. That's the floors. Son, that's not the player. Quinones takes across the timeline. He goes left arc, Lucatero, now back to Quinones. Quinones now driving around, looks to Reinschmidt block, then puts up a shot that hits absolutely nothing. Rebound, Shoemate, who then gets to Flores to see the driving Rooks, and this time Rooks doesn't have his feet go up from underneath him. Kenneth Rooks, brought to you by Hector Flores, and it's 55-30. Reyes to Lucatero, down low to Reinschmidt, wants to go back to Lucatero. Lucatero now dribbles across the key, now goes to Reyes on the end. Reyes did not put down his dribble, and he turns the ball over. Bender and Ramon are going to check in for Kyona Benton. Reyes and Lucatero are going to sit. And Romero gives to Flores. Now back to Nico. Nico's going to cruise down the left wing. Now kicks out to Silas. He thinks about the corner three instead. Now gives to Rooks. He's going to launch Nico and throw it up the front of the rim. No good. Rooks almost fights his own rebound back, but ends up being taken in by Reinschmidt. Shoemate then ties up Reinschmidt, and we have a jump ball. And the possession arrow favors the Hawks. Nope. Possession arrow favorite Kybe. They didn't make the switch at halftime, so Roman will inbound to Quinones, and Quinones comes across the timeline. Now he dribbles to the left. Now he pulls back. Now he goes to Risen. Risen now wants to drive, and he loses the handle on his way up, and they're going to say he got fouled in the act of shooting. Once again, that foul's on Nico Romero. That's Nico's second. Third team foul, fourth team foul. And Risen to the line again to shoot two. Fouls Nico, Hector, and Kenneth Rooks, all two fouls. Noah Merka has three. He's on the bench. And Rising's first free throw rim is in and out, no good. 3:37 here to go in the third quarter, and it's pretty much been all Kai B. They're up 55-30. Rising's second free throw is good, 56-30. Victor Flores takes the inbound quickly, comes across the timeline, now dribbles to the top, shot it by Quinones. And Flores finally pulls up his dribble, now gets to Hatch on the left arc. Hatch looking for Silas down low, can't find him, instead goes to Nico on the right arc. Nico shouted by Roman, wants to drive, now has to pull out, now gets to Shoemate, he's going to launch a left arc. Three, boom! Silas Shoemate for three, brought to you by Nico Romero. 56-33, Kiana Benton. Quinones comes up against Flores. Now he dribbles left. Now he kicks out to Rison. Rison now wants to drive, and they're going to say Rison failed to dribble. I didn't see that one. They called Reyes earlier, and that was a legitimate call. I did not see the problem there. But then again, I'm just a lowly announcer. I've never coached this game nor refed it. Flores takes it across the timeline. Now goes right arc Romero. Romero looking for something to open up, and... Oh, okay, we have a foul away from the ball. That foul's on Daniel Rison. He picks up his third personal, first team foul. Now Rison is going to sit, and Reyes is going to come back in. Flores will take it out under the Kai B basket. He'll have Quinones in his face. Lindstrom has checked in for Mark Ferraro. Nico then feeds Lindstrom. Oh, he puts up a, left-hand hook shot. Up against Ryan Schmidt, and Ryan Schmidt got a piece of Lindstrom. Cameron's going to go to the line now to shoot two as Ryan Schmidt picks up his third personal, second team foul. Lindstrom's first free throw rattles home. Ron Lewis checking in, and Ryan Schmidt is going to sit. Now finally giving the ball back to Cameron. He doesn't even dribble. He just looks, hunkers, and fires, and nails it. 56-35, Kai B, 2:46 to go here in the third. Quinones takes across the timeline for Kiana Benton. Now gives right arc Bender. Now Reyes. He dribbles now to the top of the key. He now wants to feed Roman, who goes up against Lindstrom. He got a piece of it. Then Lewis goes up against Lindstrom, and Lewis's shot ends up being no good. Silas Shoemate ties him up for the rebound, and the jump ball favors the Hawks. The problem is, should have gotten that in the first place. Quinones will sit down, and Bryson Wurzberger, he's like 3 for 5 from way downtown, checks in for Kiana Benton. Flores takes across the timeline. Now dribbles to the top of the arc. Now he pulls up his dribble. Now he gives the Wurz at the corner of the key. Now feed the driving Shoemate. And as Shoemate started his drive, they're going to say he got fouled. Fouls on Armando Reyes, that's his second personal. Third team foul. Hector Flores takes it out under the basket. Down low to Shoemate, who lays it up and in. Silas Shoemate brought to you by Hector Flores. 56-37. Roman kicks out to Reyes. He shoots that right arc three, no good. Lewis has the ball batted away by Lindstrom and brought down by Nico. Hector Flores drives down, now kicks out baseline, now gets to Shoemate. He wants to turn around and goes up. He loses the handle on his shot as he goes up, and then we have a foul fighting for the rebound. I believe they're going to say that's on Kenneth Rooks. That's Rooks' third? Yeah. Noah Mirka now is going to check in, and Rooks is going to sit. So Rooks, the three, is going to sit, and Mirka, with three, goes in. Reyes will then inbound to Roman. 1:52 to go here in the third. Kai B enjoying a comfortable 56-37 lead over College Place. Roman takes across the timeline. Now he dribbles left. Now pulls up. Now he dribbles right. And he keeps going, tries to slice it to the double team. He shoots over Lindstrom. I believe Lindstrom got a piece of that ball. Credit Lindstrom with a block. Long outlet, though. Mirka tries to feed Flores. And that ball was too long. I got some College Place fans in front of me saying, it was tipped. The refs are saying, no, that was just too long a pass. So Roman takes it across the timeline again. He goes right arc Wurzberger, who then kicks out to Reyes. He's going to launch a corner three, no good. Reyes finds his own rebound, puts up a running 12-footer, and that's good. 58-37. Kybe Flores wants to go coast to coast. Shoots over Lewis. Almost drips it in. It rattles out. But Hector Flores is going to go to the line because... How can you say... Oh, I see. They're going to say that foul's on Wurzburger. That's his first personal. 14 foul. Hector Flores, his shot was halfway down. It was halfway down the bucket, and then it rattled out. His second free throw, that's good. 58-38, Kiana Benton, 110 to go here in third. Roman takes across the timeline. He's got Reyes on his wing. Roman pulls up at the free throw line, now gives to Lewis. Now back to Roman, who's outside the three-point line. Top of the arc, shadowed by Romero. He dribbles right, kicks it off of his foot, gets it to Flores, who then feeds the driving Romero. He wants to go coast to coast. And his shot was no good, but he got fouled by Reyes on his way up. And that is Reyes' note, that's his third personal. So credit Nico with a missed shot, and now he's going to go to the line to shoot two. Nico currently with 5 points. Oh, bounces around, in and out, drops off. No good. Nico bounces, spins, fires. That one bounces around and out as well. Rebound Roman, who feeds to Reyes. He comes down the left wing in a leisurely fashion. Now he feeds Bender in the left corner. Bender's not a three-point threat, so gives back to Reyes at the top of the arc. Reyes now wants to drive. Puts up a running 10-footer. That's good. And Reyes can handle the ball, I have to say. Merca inbounds to Nico, who then gives to Hector Flores. 26 seconds to go. Now Merca on the left arc. Wants to beat a driving Flores. Now gives to Shumate at the top of the arc. Now Nico. Now Lindstrom in the left corner. Lindstrom back to Nico. 14 seconds to go in the quarter. Nico wants to drive. Kicks out to Noah. Now to Shumate on the right arc. Shua puts the move on Reyes. Now... Oh, yeah. Nice moving. Silas Shumate puts up a running shot, and it's good. He gets up a little tenderly. Roman shoots from half court. No good. And his third quarter comes to an end. It's still largely bear territory here in Benton City. Kiona Benton 60, College Place 40. We'll be back for the fourth quarter. You are listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC.
As we fall into a really busy time of year, don't you want something more hassle-free? You get it, because when you need it, they've got it, and they do it. Walla Walla's Postal Annex. They're the true definition of service. They have exceptional office services. Scanning, print from email, business cards, rubber stamps, sending and receiving faxes. They take gift wrapping to a whole new level. It really saves you time, and beautifully done. So let Postal Annex of Walla Walla treat you every month with superb office services. Plaza Way Shopping Center with front door parking. Walla Walla's Postal Annex.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here in Benton City, where we have a unscheduled half-court shooting performance by Benton City fans, and they can't even find the rim. And now the AD says, okay, get off the court, because it is time to begin the fourth quarter. We're at Kiona Benton leading College Place here, 60-40. Benton City ball. Kybe ball. There we go. Reyes will take it out far sideline. And he will almost certainly get back to Quinones, who's checked back in. He does. But Quinones takes it across the timeline. Going to be met by Hector Flores, who then gets picked off. Gets picked up. Quinones goes left arc, wants to feed a flying Ryzen. His shot too strong. And Shumate goes up in between two guys and comes down with the defensive rebound. That was pure muscle work by Silas Shumate right there. Hector Flores now goes to Lindstrom on the left arc. Now, he wanted to bounce past the Shumate, but it wasn't strong enough. That's a turnover. And Ryan got fed. His shot too strong, but Reyes is there with the offensive rebound and putback. Flores comes driving down, feeds Silas Shumate. His six-footer not quite strong enough. Rebound Quinones, who wants to... He drives them down to the left arc, now feeds Lucatero. And Lucatero did not set his feet properly and traveled before he could take his three-pointer. Miguel Moreno now checking in, and Noah Murka is going to sit. Flores comes running, taking the inbounds from Nico, then gives it to Nico, who launches a left arc three that rims in and out, no good. Reinschmidt then runs down the length of the court, kicks off to Quiñones. Quiñones going to turn around, pick up the 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Hector Flores. And Hector quickly comes the other way, kicks out to Shoemate. He thinks three, and instead picks up and drives and lays it in. Silas Shoemate's having a pretty good evening here with 15 points and 7 rebounds, and we're going to end up having a timeout as folks talk it over. 6:39 to go in the game, but Tie be in control. It's Bears 62, Hawks 42. You're listening to College Place Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So we're back here live here in Benton City, and I was talking to the father of Matty Beaver, the Lady Hawk point guard, and I'm happy to hear he's been telling me that some folks have been listening to the broadcast, and I appreciate the patience of all College Place parents out there. I am not so familiar with the community, and I appreciate your patience as I get to know the players. Things are coming a little bit more smoothly now that I know the players and can say some of the names without actually having to look at a roster. Quiñones comes down, and then we have a foul away from the ball by Reinschmidt. Do I have that right? Yes. Reinschmidt commits his fourth personal away from the ball. That cannot be making Adam Berg happy, the coach of Guy D. Flores takes the inbound, gives to Moreno on the left arc. Miguel with Reyes in his face now gives to Hatch at the top of the arc. Now Nico. Now Lindstrom, who feeds Moreno down low and lays it up and in. That was heads-up play right there. Miguel Moreno brought to you by Cameron Lindstrom. And it's 62-44, Kai B. Quiñones gets to Reyes, wants to drive. And he wanted Reinschmidt in the worst way, and Lindstrom put up a mitt, just took it away from him. Then Reinschmidt stole the ball. He ended up going up for a shot. Lindstrom got the block, but they're also saying he got Reinschmidt's head. So credit Cameron Lindstrom with the block. Actually, two blocks. But the problem is he also picked up a foul. So Reinschmidt to the line to shoot two, and he makes the first one. 63-44, Kai D. Roman checks in, and Quiñones sits. As they finally give the ball back to Abraham Reinschmidt, he spins the ball a couple times, and he'll bounce it once, and then he'll hunker and fire and nail it. 64-44, Kai D. 6:02 to go in the game. Flores takes it across the timeline, goes to Nico Romero on the left arc, now top of Eric Lindstrom, now Moreno, now Hatch down low, who has his pass batted away by Risen. So it's still going to be College Place ball, 24 seconds on the shot clock here. Nico Romero will take it out right under the bucket. And looking for something to open up. And running out of time. Oh, goes long to Flores, and he wasn't really waiting for it. But saves it from going over and back. And College Place is trying to run its offense. Hatch ends up having the ball on the right arc, shadowed by Risen. Now goes top of the arc, Moreno. Now down low to Nico, who's laying. He didn't use the glass. It was a great look. Moreno made a great pass. Nico just didn't quite orient his shot correctly. Rebound, Kai B. Reyes ends up taking the ball, giving it left arc. Now to Roman in the left corner. He goes down low to Reinschmidt and got Lindstrom all over him. He's got to kick back out to Reyes. Now to Lucatero. He now wants to drive, and he's going to lay it up not strong enough. Rebound, Miguel Moreno. Moreno now to Flores, who wants to run. He goes down the left lane. Now he's got to pull up. Now dribbles to the top of the arc. Now he wants to drive. He's going to put up running 10-footer. Nothing but net. Hector Flores making his own offense right there. 64-46. Kai B. 5 minutes to go. Lucatero dribbles down, pulls up three-point. That was an ugly shot. Didn't even hit rim. Rebound, Miguel Moreno gives to Flores. He pulls up for a 15-footer. That was not a good-looking shot and was off the side of the rim. Oh, man! Okay. We end up with a pass that gets batted away, gathered in by Nico Romero, and as Nico tried to gather it in, they're going to say he got fouled by Xavier Roman, who picks up his third personal. That is 2, 4, 6, 7. So Nico's going to go to the line. It was funny. Nico then went down, and he's sliding on his butt, and he tries to call timeout. But the ref had already blown the whistle for the foul. That was heads up play on Romero's part because he was trying to avoid the travel call. But happily, the foul rendered it moot. Unfortunately, Nico's 0 for 3 from the line on the front end of that 1-on-1. Reyes with the rebound now feeds Roman, and he's going to take across the timeline. 4:37 to go. Kyrie 64, College Place 46. Risen wants to drive, puts up a little ring, scoop shot, no good. Rebound Miguel Moreno. And then his outlet pass ends up getting stolen by Reinschmidt. We're going to call that a turnover. Roman then tries to feed Risen, has the ball tapped away. Risen manages to gather it back in. He goes cross court to Wurzburger, who stops and looks for that three. And he had a chance to set his feet, but he ends up being no good. Rebound Lance Hatch. Romero, outlet to Flores, who hits the three. Hector Flores, the three. We'll call that brought to you by Nico Romero. 64-49, Roman takes across the timeline for Kai B. Now he pulls back out. Now he starts to drive. He's got Nico in his face. And Kai B, not quite a man. I'm not quite sure what this is. Risen, driving from the left, drives too hard. Rebound, Miguel Moreno. He feeds Flores, who gets harassed by Risen. Hector loses his feet, gathers it back up, gets his dribble. Now comes across the timeline, his left arc, Moreno. Moreno looking for something to open up. Still holding the ball. Now Hatch at the top of the arc. Now Nico at the right arc. Lindstrom in the right corner. Lindstrom actually going to dribble a little bit, looking for something to open up. Now Moreno on top of the arc. Hatch. Now Flores on the left arc. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Flores now wants to make a move. He's dribbling against that 3-point. Now gives to Nico. He shoots that three. That quick release of his, no good. Rebound. Ultimately, Miguel Moreno. He then drives and shoots. That ends up being no good. Then rebound Kiona Benton. Roman takes across the timeline. 64-49, Kai B over College Place. 2:50 to go here in the game. Wurzburger has it on the right arc. Tries to pass to Reinschmidt. It's an errant pass, no good. Lindstrom ends up with it. He then goes down, tries to put a spin move on Reinschmidt, goes up, Reinschmidt blocks it, but they're going to say Reinschmidt commits it to the foul, so Reinschmidt's done. Lindstrom forces Reinschmidt out of the game. So heads up play there by Cameron Lindstrom, while missing the shot, draws the foul, and Edinburgh center is done for the day. Ron Lewis now will come in, and Lindstrom's going to get to shoot two. Currently with 4 points, one rebound, and one assist, and I would love to see Cameron Lindstrom. He's a tall boy with that left-handed shot of his. If he can develop that, that can be a powerful thing to have. Like to see the junior make his shooting a little bit more consistent. Moreno checks out. Shoemate checks in as Lindstrom's first free throw was no good. His second free throw, he doesn't even bounce. He just fires. That's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound rises. He quickly comes down the right wing. He wants to go all the way. Then Lindstrom cuts him off. Now kicks back out to Lewis. Now top of the arc, Roman. Roman looking for something to open up. Roman dribbling, trying to shake and make on Nico. Down to Reyes. Now to Wurzburger in the left corner. Now back to Roman. He thinks three. Instead, he wants to drive. Now they can catch to Reyes. Reyes fakes three. Turns around, pulls up for a 20-footer. That's good. That's a two-pointer. And Adam Berg or Kai B wants to time out. We'll take one as well. 2:17 to go. Kiana Benton 66. College Place 49. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Live from Mendon City, we've got 2:17 left in the game, and College Plate still trying to kind of find their identity. They're having a hard time against the Bears, carrying a Mendon 66, College Plate 49. In large part, College Plate still trying to dig out of a 16-point hole they dug for themselves in the first quarter and never really were able to come back from it. They played fairly well the last 2.5 quarters, but that first quarter hole, probably too much to overcome. So Nico Romero inbound to Hector Flores, and Hector's going to let the ball go most of the way, trying to save a couple seconds off the clock. Dribbles top of the arc and tries to beat Hatch, has the ball intercepted by Risen. And Flores fouls Risen on his way down the court. Hector picks up, I believe that's his third personal. Yes. So Daniel Risen is going to go to the line to shoot two, having had some success already this evening. Mr. Risen has from the line. Hawks get a week off after this game, then they'll open a Christmas tournament on the 28th in Walla Walla against DeSales. Risen's first free throw bounces, drops off. Bender checks in, and Reyes is going to sit. I'm going to assume Quinones is also down at the scores table, but he's supposed to be spelling Risen. So if Risen makes this, actually even regardless, I think they're going to call a timeout almost no matter what happens. But he makes it. 67-49, Risen checks out, Quinones checks in. Flores will take it out, and there is nobody back there. So Nico quickly runs down. And he'll take it across the timeline, down the right wing, feeds Hatch down low, thinks about feeding Shoemaker, instead shoots over Quinones, his shot too hard. Linson tries to tap the rebound out, it ends up falling no good, and then Roman runs close to close, and he got fouled on his way. And fouls on Nico Romero, that is his third personal. Roman giving Kai B again that 20-point lead. It's 69-49, trying to complete now the end one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, hunker, look, fire. And completes the end one, 70-49, Kai B. Hector Flores quickly comes the other way, turns around, pulls up with a 15-footer that's barely up the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Fender. And the Hawks pressing. Quinones getting harassed by Nico. Now gets it to Roman on the other side of the timeline. Roman's in the right arc. Now gives to Hertzberger in the right corner. He thinks three, changes his mind, goes cross court to Quinones. Now kicks out to Roman on the right arc. Roman fakes three, starts to drive. Now hands off to Lewis. His shot too far under the bucket. Ends up gathering his own rebound. He puts up an 8-footer, no good. Rebound, Roman. Hawks getting killed on the offensive boards here right now as Quinones takes the ball over the top of the arc, drives down, pulls back up, goes right out, Worksberger. He thinks three, goes back to Quinones. Quinones is going to drive, kicks out to Bender. He thinks three, but that's not his shot. Now gets to Roman on the left arc, 16 on the shot clock. Roman's going to dribble to the top of the arc, shadowed by Flores. Still maintaining his dribble. Now he wants to drive right, turns around, pulls up 15-footer off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Silas Shoemate. And Shoemate is going to drive down the left lane. He wants to go all the way, and he got blocked on his way down by Justice Bender. Assuming it's Bender. It is Bender. He picks up his second personal. That is the 19th foul for Kiona Benton. So Silas Shoemate's going to go to the line to shoot a one-on-one. And the first one rattles around and home. You made 16 points, 8 rebounds. He's had himself a good evening. You made bounces, hunkers, considers, fires. There's almost no rotation on that shot of his. It's kind of interesting. Wartzberger takes across the timeline. Shoemate harasses him now. Shoemate ends up stealing it. Now feeds Nico. Nico, they've got a 2-on-1 fast break. Nico's going to pull up for a 3. No. Almost gets his own rebound. He actually did get it down, but then pulled up and stood on the, didn't stand on the timeline. He stepped on the timeline. 25 seconds to go. I'm sure Quiñones is probably simply going to hang on to this, and Kaidi is going to go to, are they 2-0? No, 9 seconds to go. Kaidi is going to go to 2-1. Quiñones now just dribbling around trying to run out the clock, and that's going to do it. And unfortunately, college play still looking for that first win in school history. They fall to Tiana Benton 70-50 here in Benton City. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have game statistics and what is coming up next for the Hawks as their season continues. Hawks drop a tough one here in Tiana Benton, 70-50. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hey Walla Walla, 3 years strong. Scott Jordan of Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
At Total Office Concepts, a certified Kyocera Total Document Solutions provider, we see your business differently. We know your documents have workflow and compliance requirements and the need to eliminate paper documents when possible. With Kyocera's unique solutions and TOC's expertise, you can realize substantial savings. Total Office Concepts, locally owned, serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at Benton City where your Hawks unfortunately unable to find that first win in school history. They lose to the Kiona Benton City Bears 70-50. Here's the scoring summary. Yeah, Noah Murphy, 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. Kenneth Rook, 4 points, 1 rebound. Miguel Moreno, 2 points with 5 rebounds all in the second half. Cameron Lindstrom, 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist. Nico Romero, 5 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. Hector Flores, 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists. And Silas Schumate, having the game of the season for him right now, 16 points, 8 rebounds. As a team, the Hawks shot just under 30%, 29.8. Shot 27, about 28% from 2-point land and 40% from 3-point land. They only shot 52% from the free throw line. Lance Hatch, though, being something of a bright spot, going 6-for-8 from the free throw line. The Hawks had 27 total rebounds, 9 assists and 3 steals to offset 10 turnovers. Not the worst performance that you might see, at least in terms of turnovers. But they came out in the first quarter and got ripped. About 18-4 to open the first quarter, and they were never able to come back from that. So College Place ends up going to 0-4 on the season. They're 0-2 now in league, and Kiona Benton is going to go to 3-3 on the season and 2-1 in league. Assuming the things were not to change this evening, Waluk and Warden would still be in first place at 2-0. Well, Luke playing Riverview this evening. You can probably count on them winning. And Warden at 5-1 is playing 1-2 Connell. So if if records indicate outcomes, then Waluke and Warden will still be in first place, followed by Kiona Benton at 2-1. Riverview is playing Waluke tonight, and if Waluke continues the way they've been growing, Riverview is going to fall out of that tie for third place. Connell at 1-1, Columbia Burbank at 0-1, and of course College Place 0-2 at 0-3, and Royals also at 0-2. Royal and Columbia are fighting this evening for one of them to get out of last place, as Burbank is hosting Royal. We're going to take another short break, and when we come back, we will talk about what the Hawks have coming up next on their season, and then we will sign out from here in Benton City. But stay tuned so you can find out when next to tune in to Hawk Basketball. We're going to take a short break. Be right back. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
All right, back live here in Benton City where we're wrapping up the Lady Hawks and the men's team coming up against the Canada Benton City Bears, and unfortunately it didn't turn out well for either of the College Place teams. The ladies drop their game 58-46, and the men lose to the Bears 70-50. And here is what we have coming up. The Hawks are going to have an extended break. They're going to have, what is it, 8 or 9 days off. They're not going to play again until December 28th. That is next Wednesday. And they will be at DeSales participating in a Christmas tournament there. I don't have the news on which teams are participating, but I know DeSales is participating, and they're actually going to be opening the tournament against College Place on Wednesday the 28th. The girls' game is slated to start at 3 o'clock, the boys at 4:30. So make sure to have your radios tuned to 102.3 FM KGDC2 next Wednesday starting at 3. We'll have the Lady Hawks taking on the Lady Irish, and then the nightcap, or the afternoon cap as the case would be, where the boys will take on the Irish at the Sales. That'll do it from Kiona Benton. The boys lose 70-50. Your next broadcast, next Wednesday, 3 p.m., girls versus the Sales. We'll see you then. That'll be it from Benton City. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.